Hi, this is Tiara.
Hi, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back to another episode. We're actually going to continue a discussion that we had in the last episode about ascension. This ended up being a two-part episode just because there's just so much to share and so much to say. And then we also want to talk a little bit about our ascension journeys. And, you know, I'm curious to know if our journeys are at all similar to some of the journeys that others have experienced when it comes to ascension and ascending and raising your vibration or frequency. So we're going to share a little bit about that. And then some of the tools and some of the things that you can use to help you along your journey, including some interesting stuff that we have discovered about crystals. Again, we do heavily use the, oh my gosh, what's it called? Ascension Glossary, which you can find at ascensionglossary.com. There is lots of fantastic information on there about the ascension process. Again, very difficult and tricky to navigate the site. I apologize in advance, but at the end of the day, if you use the search feature, you can find some of the information that you're seeking. There's some really, really fascinating stuff about crystals in here. And I do want to just touch upon that a little bit later in the episode. We're probably going to do another crystals episode. If you guys didn't listen to the first one, we did, oh gosh, when was this? Maybe last year?
That was like our first episode that
was it launched. Our first?
Yeah, it was our first launching episode.
Our first episode was about crystals. And we talked about how our experiences with crystals have been and some of the traits and features of crystals, and that they're kind of like their own energies, that they can disappear and that kind of thing. If you didn't listen to that episode, or you haven't and you're interested in crystals, please do go listen to that, because you might get some valuable information from that. But we're going to dive a little bit deeper in a later episode into crystals, because I just feel like we have barely scratched the surface of what crystals are, what they're capable of, and the Ascension Glossary, like some of the stuff it says about crystals is wild. So just briefly going to touch on that in this episode.
Something I just also want to add is that when you're doing this research, you guys have to not take everything so literally. Take it with a faint of heart and really honestly take what resonates and leave what doesn't.
So when I started my spiritual journey, I literally believed everything. Like,
oh, yes, I know.
Everything I found online, like, I believed all of it. So don't be me. Don't be Tiara. And please do practice discretion when you're not only like stumbling upon some of this information online, but some of the stuff you might see on social media and TikTok and from other quote unquote spiritual influencers. You're going to have to practice the same level of discretion.
Absolutely. And it's also just about like tuning in to your intuition and finding your truth. Like, this is what makes, you know, I don't want to bash religion, but like, this is like what makes like New Age and religion. It can, there is a dark side to it and there's a dangerous side to it, because I mean, especially if you're like kind of lost in this journey, as a lot of people do get lost in this journey, and they're, you know, looking for something that resonates, or if they look or if they hear something that sounds great and they're just like, oh wait, I can achieve that, or I can go on that path, or I could be that. And that's how these people are gaining quote unquote followers. And if you're just listening and following everything that these people are saying, like technically eating out of the palm of their hands as they want you to be, it can become dangerous, because you kind of start to lose sight of your own individual journey, your individual needs, and you're not really listening to your own intuition and taking your own path and journey, which is essentially what you should be doing. And that's why, as we talk about ascension, we're going to be bringing up some of like the warning signs, and really like, I'm going to stress, like stress to you how important it is to connect to your own mind, body, and soul, connect to your intuition, do what feels right, and learn how to block out some of the other noise, because there is a lot of it out there.
Right. And you know, interesting that you said that, because I wonder if part of the reason why people get lost on this journey is because there is so much noise out there. And for whatever reason, especially when you like start dipping your toe into the spiritual journey, oftentimes your intuition isn't quite there yet. So you're more inclined to like believe stuff that you probably shouldn't, or like stuff that's not necessarily for your best and highest. And I wonder if some people just get frustrated with it all and just like, you know, opt out, you know. And we're going to talk about like getting stuck in 4D is what essentially what can happen, because it doesn't really say this much online. And a lot of people don't talk about this, but when you're ascending, you go from 3D to 4D, which is like a transitional energetic state, and then into 5D. And what can oftentimes happen is that people get stuck in that 4D transitionary stage, and when you're stuck there, it's easy to slip back into 3D, which I've actually seen happen. So
descending's a real thing, people. Like, it's a completely real thing. Like, I know Tiara and I have both experienced it. Like, we were in a dimension and then we fall a dimension and you're just like, well, why am I going backwards? That kind of defeats the purpose. And then you have to kind of figure it out on why, so you can start reascending again.
Well, yeah. And especially when you first start like ascending, your frequency becomes very unstable. And so it's kind of like ebbs and flows, up and down, all over the place.
Yeah, it's exactly like a roller coaster, ups and downs.
Right, right. So it's not like one linear path. It's like there's going to be offshoots and you're going to descend sometimes. So I think it's really important that we express what should be a healthy expectation when it comes to ascension, because I don't think a lot of us really talk about that, because it's like, oh, I got to get to 5D. I got to get to 5D. Like, how do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do that? And we don't think that, like, you know, sometimes you might end up back in 4D. Sometimes you might slip into 3D. You know, sometimes it's just not an easy road. It's not like one direction all the time. So I do want to lay out a more healthy expectation when it comes to ascension, is that, you know, it's not going to be one direction. Sometimes you descend. Sometimes you fall. Sometimes you fall off the journey. It happens.
It certainly does. And it can get very discouraging. And trust me, Tiara and I have been there. 4D for me was, I'm going to assume also for other people, it's a nightmare. 4D is horrific. Because 4D is like when you are opening up more and you're starting to see things more clearly, but it basically unravels everything that you've been taught your entire life, and you're just like, wait a second. So everything that I have spent my entire life learning, you now want me to kind of throw away those beliefs, or you want me to see things in a different way? And so like you're kind of fight, it's an internal battle of, okay, do I want to take this ride? Do I trust what's up there? Because like everything that we've been taught since we've been born is like, you know, we think like we're taught, like, especially in America, the land of the free, like we're taught that we can do or be anything, but that's all false and a lie. But right. Here we are like in 4D, and 4D is a transitionary dimension where you are either gonna move up to 5D or you're gonna move to 3D. 4D is not, I've read tons of blogs on this, and I will agree with what I've read on blogs. 4D, you are not meant to stay there. You do not want to be stuck there, because people get stuck there and people don't know how to move forward and people don't know how to go back. And I actually agree with the things that I've read with, you don't want to be there longer than a couple weeks. And if you are there a couple weeks, that's when people get really lost in their journey, because it's an internal struggle of wanting a better future and wanting to see what else is out there. But it's also leaving that comfort zone, which is really hard for people to do, which is why people get stuck there.
That's interesting because I think people get stuck in 4D for years.
Right, and you're not supposed to, is my point.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I knew it was a transitionary energy. I knew it was like, you know, that's where you go through to portal to 5D. I guess I didn't realize that it was so easy to get stuck there and that so many people do for so long.
Oh, I was stuck there for a couple months. Like the struggle for me was like real.
Wow.
Like because I was in a place of like, okay, well, I should be back in the workforce and I should be saving for my retirement. And this is what I know. And this is the only path I know to succeed. But the universe is telling me, hey, let go of all of that and we'll help guide you to a new way of life. And that's really scary. It's uncharted territory. You have no idea, like, if you're going fucking crazy. And it's really hard to just be like, okay, so everything that I know that I've been taught to form a comfortable retirement for myself, you want me to leave all of that behind to uncharted territories.
Right. And it sounds like that's what 4D is. It's like 1 foot in 3D, 1 foot in 5D. But you're still holding on to some of those 3D values and beliefs, and it's hard to let that go. Because, I mean, there's a lot of fear there. And, you know, I had that too, like wanting to hold on to what I've been taught my entire life because that's what makes me comfortable. That's what I know. And that's what's worked for me. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, you got to let that go. And I'm just like, wait, what? So no, it is a very difficult struggle. It's super hard. I would say 4D is probably, yeah, I think you're right. It's like the hardest.
It is the hardest. It is the hardest. And this is why people struggle with ascension, because 4D is the hardest dimension to ascend out of. Because people don't either trust themselves, they don't trust the process, they don't feel comfortable leaving. They're just like, wait a second, you are literally asking me to give up my entire way of life for something new, uncharted. We don't know if it's going to be a success. We don't know if we'll be able to create a life there. So it's like, why would you leave something, a system that you know and are comfortable with? It might not be pleasant. I'm not making that claim, but it's something familiar. You know it. You know how it works. And now you're asking me to literally give all of that up for complete uncharted territory. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And you have to trust all of that with sight unseen.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. And that's hard for people. That was hard for me. And I get it. So I get why people stay stuck in 4D. Like, I really do. And I sympathize with that. Because it's not easy, man.
No, it's not. And ascension is not, like, everyone's going to experience. Like, I believe that there are similar ascension symptoms that are going to apply to the masses. But everyone's ascension journey is going to be different and unique to the individual.
It is. It is. It's so funny because I have seen TikToks about like ascension symptoms, and I'm like, well, you know, you could, those symptoms could be tied to anything, you know? But I do know, like we talked about in the last episode, that when you're ascending, you're going to go through bodily changes, your DNA is changing. Like, yeah, you're probably going to have some symptoms. Some of them are really, really dramatic. Like some of the ones I've seen, and I think you may have had some of these, like the headaches and the flu-like symptoms and like feeling hot, fatigue, the tired.
I had like a lot of that. Like for me too, like the heat in my body, heat in the body is a real thing.
It is. Cause I've had that too.
Like, I mean, I was breaking out in hives. I had no idea why I was breaking out in hives. It was miserable.
Right. So it can be physical. Like the ascension process is absolutely physical too. And you might have physical symptoms and not have any clue why. You might be going to the doctor and all the tests are negative. It's probably energetic. It could also possibly be emotion too, because I'm experiencing that as well. And I have for some time. So yeah, it's physical, mental, and emotional.
What do you mean by the emotion?
Well, emotions, because emotions can manifest as health issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a really big thing. And I think what people don't talk about enough is the fact that ascension is not all love and light. It's not pleasant. It's an internal struggle. It's an internal battle. It takes a high level of mental fortitude to get through it, because with ascending, you also learn more about yourself, right? Like, you are tapping into like the deeper layers of yourself, and things are starting to open up, and things are starting, you may start to see things more clearly, but some of those things might not be pleasant. And a lot of people get turned off by the unpleasantries of spirituality because people don't want to know, like, hey, I did horrible things in my past life, or this is why I have my karma, or this is why I have a soul connection to this person because of stuff that's happened in our past lives. And I mean, it can be off-putting. It can be scary. Tiara and I have been there. And so that's why I say, like, ascension is not love and light. The spirituality is not love and light. There is a lot of darkness that comes out of ascension. Like, and that's why shadow work is so important.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because my awakening, I had a sudden awakening, like just overnight awakening. It was really strange because other people are like, oh, you know, this person, I lost this person and that triggered my awakening, or I left this relationship and that triggered my awakening. And I'm like, I don't know that I have a catalyst. Well, actually, I think I do. I think my catalyst was reconnecting to my twin soul. That triggered my awakening. But it was this, literally like the next day I woke up and I was like, oh no, my life isn't what I thought it was. This is a matrix. What am I supposed to be doing? Who am I? What am I? What is this? It literally felt like that. And so I had to navigate all of that. And I was fortunate that some entity on my spirit team that actually wasn't trying to deceive me told me that I had was experiencing a spiritual awakening. And so I was like, that resonates. And then from that point, I just sort of, I don't know, I tried to make sense of it on my own. I tried to find information. I did like what some people I think typically do when they have awakenings like this, is they'll try to get answers and like talk to professionals, like to get Akashic Records readings. And like, I had QHT, not QHHT, but QHT, QHT, which is like the version of QHHT or quantum healing hypnosis technique that you can do virtually. I had that done and got some information. So if you're having one of those profound sudden awakenings like me, find some resources. I think I found some help on Facebook. I found some spiritual communities and got involved in a couple of those. This was like 5 years ago, right? So those communities, I haven't really engaged with them much, but there are lots. When I was getting involved in the spiritual journey, there were a ton of spiritual groups on Facebook that were very, very active. Like some of them had 100,000 plus people in them that are people who have claimed to be going through spiritual journeys or spiritual awakenings. Sometimes you can find really good resources in there, and sometimes you can connect to people who are offering services and that kind of thing. So I don't know if that's still a resource, if that's, those groups are still active. I think they are, but definitely reach out and try to find like-minded souls, try to find soul tribe, try to connect to others who are experiencing what you're experiencing, and, you know, try to navigate through your journey and figure out the healing that needs to be done and get information about, you know, your soul's backstory, and it'll help. It'll help a lot.
Can we go back to what you said in the beginning of the episode where you were just like, when I first hit the internet, I was believing everything.
Right. Well, I was looking for answers in regards to my twin soul, because I right before I awakened, I had recognized that I had this significant connection with this person, but I didn't know why that was there. I didn't know what it meant. So I was like, well, I got to find answers here. right? And, you know, the way I am, I'm like going to do research. So I Googled and I found, like, I don't know what it is about Quora, but I got a lot of answers on Quora about twin souls and twin flames and the journey and what that looks like and what it means. And there were a couple answers on there that matched what I was experiencing. And because it did, and because it resonated, I think that I was more inclined to believe more stuff online related to spirituality and related to ascension, just because of that experience. I was like, oh my God, I got answers here.
Okay.
So I think that kind of kicked it off.
Okay. So knowing what you know now, was that information accurate?
Yes and no, because I'm not a twin flame. I'm a twin soul. And a lot of the answers on there were twin flame specific. I only found one person who had information that was twin, like split twin soul specific. And she is a woman who channels twin flames and like does regression for them and helps them get information and that kind of thing. And she has lots of stories about some of the channelings she's received from these people who have gone under her hypnosis and has found out information about the different types of twin flames, where they're originating from, why some of them are split, the karma behind it, what types of souls are typically twin flames, what types of souls are not. Just like really detailed, in-depth information. And her stuff is what resonated the most. Her name is Irina Nola, by the way, and she does this fantastic service she offers to twin flames and twin souls.
Well, the only reason why I'm asking is just because, you know, information gets spread to the masses. I mean, social media has made that a lot easier. And as I had said prior, it's like, you know, you really need to stop being so much of a follower. It's good to be informed and it's good to do your research, but really like connect to your mind, body, and soul. And that really is what ascension's all about. So it's just, it's interesting that you, when you first got into this journey, you know, and you're looking for resources, it's like, how much of it did you believe? How much of it did you retract because you were finding your own truth?
Well, initially, like I said, I believed all of it. And I even believed the twin flame stuff because I thought it applied to me. And like some of that stuff, when it comes to the twin flame stuff, there's a lot of toxic stuff out there, a lot of toxic stuff. And I believed enough of it that I think it was detrimental to my journey. Like, I was in this group that had said to people that, you know, if you're on a twin flame journey, this was the leader of the group that was saying this. She was like, the goal isn't union. You shouldn't focus on union. You should focus on yourself. Like, stop trying to focus on union. Don't do that. I don't know why she was saying this to people. She was probably some part of the cabal. I don't know. But it seemed like the intention was to keep twin flames apart. Even though I get what she's saying, because a lot of people obsess over their twin flame and they get to this point where it's like, well, it's this person or no one. That's another extreme that I think is not healthy. But what she was spouting was also not healthy. But I didn't realize that. And I was like, oh, she's right. So for a long time, I believed it. Until I met a woman. I met this woman in the group that caught on to this. And she was like, this information that she's telling people is garbage. It's demonic. She's a bitch and she's an idiot. And I'm going to tell her that in this group. So she did that and like insulted the group, insulted the leader, called her out, and obviously promptly got kicked out. So when that happened, I went to her and I was like, you know, I thought what you said was interesting. I'd like to know more. So we had like one phone conversation, I think, and we did a couple texts, Facebook Messenger discussions about it. But she was of the belief that this particular group was sabotaging twin flames. And I was like, you know what? I think you're right. And I left the group after that.
That's all so interesting.
Yeah. So those groups are they're funny. I mean, you can meet some interesting characters. Again, I don't know how prolific the Facebook spiritual community is, the Facebook group spiritual community, I mean. But they were quite active years ago. And hey, maybe they still are.
It wouldn't surprise me that they still are. I haven't been on Facebook in a long time, but it wouldn't surprise me if they still are, because I do see, like, you know, the new age community getting, more people are getting involved, more people are curious. And
yeah,
I mean, you just have to really be careful in the beginning.
Yes, please, please do. And I know when you first start awakening, like, you feel a lot of things. Sometimes it's kind of exciting, you know, and I was a seeker. So I was like, I need to find the information. So I did a lot of research and Googling and reading around and reading books. I did a lot of that. But again, if you're going to do that, I would recommend, if you're just like, oh my God, I need to know, find a book. I think a book is probably safer than just going online and social media and just picking up and believing whatever. There are some excellent books about spiritual awakening and spirituality that could really, really help you along your journey. I read a book by Judith Cusell, I think is her name, Judith Cusell. And her book was about, like, she had access, and this is so fascinating, she had access to this series of records, I guess it was her soul that did, that are beyond the Akashic records. So they, apparently, according to her, the Akashic records keep records of everything in the galaxy, whereas where she had access to it was like the entire universe. I can't remember what it was called, like the Hall of Records or something like that. And she documents this experience and how she is a soul that, you know, maintains these records and how she's had all these past lives related to doing this and some of the information that she's channeled for people. And it was just so fascinating. So you can find like really fascinating stuff out there that could help fill in some blanks for you if you're interested, if you know where to look and, you know, if you know where to look and what you're looking for.
That doesn't have a million people's comments and opinions and
yeah,
all that stuff just gets, it is interesting and it can be entertaining, but I mean, you don't know who these people are. You don't know what they're commenting. You don't know if any of it's true. And if people just find something that sounds good, people grasp onto that. And it's not about what sounds good. It's about what your intuition is telling you.
Absolutely. And again, you know, when you're just starting off, it's hard to nail that intuition. I know I struggled a lot with my intuition. I didn't really start to perfect my intuition until I started doing tarot. So trusting intuition is its own separate process. It takes practice and it takes trust and surrender. And when you're starting off on the journey, that's hard. But Allie's right. Like, you got to flex that intuition. You have to listen to that gut instinct inside of you, that little nudge inside of you. You have to listen to it because it'll never steer you wrong, ever.
I wouldn't necessarily say ever, but...
Really? You think the intuition fails?
I think that this would be a very interesting discussion, truthfully. I wouldn't say that intuition fails. It's just when the information gets lost between the subconscious to the conscious mind, I do think information gets lost in translation, leading it to fail. Are you following?
Oh, you mean when it comes to interpreting the message that you're like,
correct,
intuiting.
Because that's what I'm saying. And I think like to some people, there was just like, you know, if you just get this feeling about something, but your conscious mind doesn't fully grasp it, or your mind goes in a different direction. It's just like, well, did my intuition fail me or was that just me? Because of the loss in translation.
I see what you mean.
And I feel like that happens a lot to people.
No, I think it absolutely does. It did to me. It was like, I'm sensing this. Is this what this is telling me? Oh, nope, I guess not, because now I'm suffering the consequence. So yeah, that's, I think, its own separate thing, is not only do you need to flex your intuition and like practice with it, but also get better at interpreting what the intuition is telling you.
Exactly. And that's why when you say like your intuition will never steer you wrong, that's why it's such an interesting debate, because to me, I look at that whole scenario as something's being lost in translation.
Right. Well, that makes total sense that happens. I know I've misinterpreted tarot before.
Yeah, but that tarot also will play mind games with you sometimes. Not all the time. The majority of the time they don't, but tarot will play mind games with you.
That's true. Tarot likes to mess with you sometimes. And depending on the deck, because I'm of the belief that different decks have different personalities, sometimes they'll mess with you. Sometimes they'll be like, and my deck has done this a lot, where it will not give me what I want because it knows I know the answer. And so it doesn't want to validate me. And so it'll like send me on a goose chase and then I get irritated.
Yeah. So these things can happen. I can't say that I'm obviously not a perfect being. No one is. And I have made my fair share of mistakes, but I've always had a very strong intuition. Mm. So for me, like my journey is just, it's unique to myself as it should be to you. It should be unique to yourself. But my journey has always just been like, I've always just been very connected to myself and I haven't really steered away from that. Therefore, some of the struggles that Tiara was talking about, I haven't experienced.
Yeah. So everyone's experience is obviously going to be different. You know what I mean? So ultimately, it's just going to come down to getting to, I know this is hard and it takes a long time and I'm still not there, but you really got to get to the place of surrender and flow, because outside of that, you're just fighting yourself. I mean, that's really all you're doing. And that doesn't serve you at all.
Yeah, but you have to be able to recognize that you're fighting yourself too. And that is the hardest part, because, you know, the ego is a very interesting thing.
Yes, it is. This entire planet runs on ego. Ego seeps into everything we do, into our entire existence, into our lives. Escaping the ego is difficult.
Well, it's not just in like everyday life ego. It's also personal ego, your own ego.
Right. Sure. Of course. And when we say ego, we just mean... Oh gosh, describing ego is tricky sometimes because I don't want to like confuse people. Those elements of self that you identify with that keep you away from your truest and highest form. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Of course.
I mean a little bit, but could you clarify?
So things like fear, things that you identify with as a person that make you you, either because of some of the things you've experienced in your life, either because of what you've been told by others, you identify with these specific traits and features that aren't really you. They're things that have been projected onto you that are keeping you from becoming the best and highest version of yourself. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Okay, well great. Said.
But I'm also talking just about like personal ego in the sense of like people get it into their own heads of, I don't need help. I want to do this all by myself. Like I can do it. I can do it on my own. I have certainly have been there, and
oh, yes.
I have been shown multiple times in this journey, like, no, you do need outside help, and you do need, like, you know, you think that you clear something, like the ego tells you like, okay, I've worked on it. It's cleared. I never have to think about it again until I'm triggered. And then I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't clear it the way that I thought I did. And then I have to revisit it. And that just keeps happening in a cycle to the point where I'm just like, okay, I clearly need outside help. And that's a big thing for the ego too.
Right. Healing happens in layers. It's like an onion. And I know for me, it's like part of me has been like, all right, when am I going to be done with all this stuff? Because there's like
you'll
so
never
much
be
of it.
Done.
And that's what I mean. It's just like.
You're never going to be done. Especially. Dang. No offense, but especially Tiara, she's never going to be done.
That's what I mean. It's like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And it just gets like exhausting. And you're just like, well, dang, like. Do the layers ever stop? Like, is there like, you know,
in your
peace
case,
in here
no.
somewhere?
In your case, it's not going to stop.
All right. So, okay, that's probably not encouraging for most people. But if you're on a spiritual journey, yes, healing happens in layers. You're going to pry back one layer and then you're probably going to find more things pop up here and there and here and there. And that's just the way the process works. It's not anything that you should be discouraged over, although I would see why you would be. It's
frustrating
when you, yeah, it's frustrating and difficult when it feels like you're never going to get to your goal. Like, you know
what
I mean?
But healing never ceases either. And I think that's just the mindset that you have to adapt to and adopt when you're taking this journey, because healing never ceases.
So I just want to clarify, when you say it never ceases, you mean not only in this lifetime, but in any lifetime. Like, you're always just going to be healing.
Correct. Right? It is hard. It is very hard to clear karma. Like, some people, it depends on what spiritual teacher you ask, but like some I've heard like, oh, it's really easy. And I'm just like, not in my experience. So I don't know where you're getting that information.
Who said it's easy?
I don't know, but I've seen people say like, oh, like, you want to clear karma, you just rip up that contract with someone and be done with it. And I'm like, oh, I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, but. I don't think it works like, and that whole thing about tearing apart contracts, how are people doing that?
I don't know. And but I've seen lots of like, you know, influencers or spiritual teachers or just people say like, oh, it's really easy to just break a contract with someone and you just ask your guides to tear it up and you're done. And I'm just like, I don't think it's that simple. There's more to it. But
no,
here are people
yeah.
spreading these messages. And that's what I'm saying. So the healing journey is just not going to, like, for me, in my personal opinion and perspective, it doesn't really stop. Because especially if you come to Earth, when we reincarnate, we have amnesia. We don't remember our past lives. So if we're making the same mistakes and if we're collecting more karma, how would healing ever stop?
Right. That's what I mean. Well, and I'm just saying that could be freaking some people out. That freaks me out.
I don't mean to freak anybody out. That's certainly not my intention, but I do think it is important to be informed.
So I think it's important that, because I want to say, like, give people an incentive to go upon this journey, right? And to start doing this journey. But I feel like there needs to be like something that people can look forward to if they're going to engage in this journey. So what is that something?
Peace of mind. I have never felt more at peace. And going through that journey has made it totally worth it.
Okay. That's something.
Well, it's an important something too, because I'm not constantly trying to control my environment. I'm not constantly trying to control my thoughts, what happens to me. I'm not like, you can't stop this train. Like, things are going to happen and you have to tackle them as they approach you. But here's the thing about manifesting that people don't understand is that, like, we are our thoughts. So if you're sitting in like this negative pool all day, and if you think bad things are going to happen to you, and if you're attracting that energy, guess what? Bad things probably will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Like, ascending and healing and moving through the dimensions, you learn how to let go of that control. You learn how to go with the flow. You learn how to be content and grateful for the things that you do have. And when you come out of that, it's kind of just like, okay, I trust the universe trusts me, they're going to take care of me. Obviously, I can't just lie around all day and do nothing. Like, that's not going to serve me. But as long as I'm taking the proper steps to be manifesting something in my life, it will most likely come to me because it's who I am. It's like, that's the thing about manifesting that people don't understand, is that manifesting is not what you want. It's you. It will be who you are. You manifest who you are as a human being.
Right.
So if you want to raise those frequencies, and if you want to manifest easier, then you need to be that person. Like, the universe is going to give you who you are. It's going to provide who you are as a person, not what you want.
Right. So we talked about in the last episode about how manifestation is essentially energetic alignment, right? Like, you're an energetic match for a specific lifestyle or specific things that are meant to manifest in your life, because now you are aligned with them.
Correct. But it's not, but it's like, because people just have this idea like, oh, if you just say over and over in your head again all day long and put that energy out there, that it's going to come to you. No, because the world wouldn't be in the state that it is. Like, people wouldn't be starving. People wouldn't be on the streets if it was as easy as wishing and wanting.
Right. And that's the stuff that we see a lot of on social media, wishing and wanting. Write it down a million times and it'll be here just for you. It'll just drop into your lap. That's not how it works.
The universe gives you who you are, who you become.
Yes.
It caters to your frequency, your being, your essence. That's how manifestation works.
So that is something you guys can look forward to on this journey.
That is why it's worth it to take the journey, and it's worth it to heal, because like, your brain, it's like, you're not bombarded by stresses and anxiety and trying to control everything. Like, I just go about my day. I do my business. I go about my day. I'm really not worried about things. If something comes across me that I need to put energy into, then I deal with it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's crazy because in 3D, we're taught, like, you got to pick up your own bootstraps. And if you want that life that you want, you got to go get it and go get that degree and, you know, work hard to get that job and work hard and make it happen. Work hard. You have to do it. No one else but you. And that is very destructive. I fell into that and believed that 100%. And it led me to burnout. Especially the whole concept, like, you can have it all, especially if you're a woman. You can have the job and you can have the household and the family and the husband, and you can have all of that. And a strong woman can do that and handle it all. Can you handle it all? No. No, I can't.
And it's leading a lot of women to burnout. It's not just Tiara that's burning out. It's most women.
Oh, so many. So many women. Like, I know so many women who have burnt out. There is one woman who's like this, I don't know, she's like some special unicorn. And she's doing like 20 things and she's perfectly fine. And I'm just like, how are you doing this? But most women...
That's going to catch up to her eventually.
You know, I've been wondering if it's going to.
Well, it's going to manifest in different ways. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's just like, girl, oh my goodness. So she's one of the most incredible people I have ever known. Like, so accomplished, tons of degrees, influential, beautiful. Like, doing so many things, created a nonprofit. She's an author, and I just admire her so much. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, girl, how are you doing all of this? I don't know. It's like magic. You know, I hate to think that that's going to catch up to her, because she's such a great, wonderful person and she wants to do such great things. And the idea that it could, you know, it saddens me. And, you know, I don't want to see that for anyone I care about. But I do know a lot of people, particularly, you know, women that I do care about, have burned out. So many. You know, and it's unfortunate.
Well, that's because people don't know their limits. And if people do know their limits, they're ignoring all the signs and all the symptoms. I mean, it's just, that's what the cabal has done. This is what they created. And this is why we are in a, this is, I mean, what the cabal is doing is essentially spiritual warfare. And this is why we are in the spiritual war that we are in.
I know. Absolutely. And even when I was little, like, I had loved ones that would say to me, oh, you don't feel well? Well, take some pills and get up and do what you need to do. Like,
oh, yeah. So they push us to go to work sick.
Yeah.
And infect everyone in the office along with it. It's just like, oh, you don't feel well? Well, take DayQuil and go to work and get through the day.
Right. I know. And it's just, it's so out of alignment with what we're meant to be as a species. Like, it really is.
So, I mean, it leads to the question of, like, you know, what are the dark forces and how is it being spread? And, you know, what is, you know, what just kind of everything that's happening on the planet because of the global ascension and how the light is fighting the darkness. And it's a huge rabbit hole. There's so much information there, and there's probably too much information for any one human to know exactly everything that's all going on.
Right.
But Tiara and I have our own opinions. We have our own perspective on it, and we plan on addressing that in, like, the next upcoming episodes.
Well, first we're going to talk about why I'm terrified of the universe.
That's right? Going to be interesting.
Yeah, I have my reasons. I wouldn't say it's terror. It's more just like, you know, so I think, like, it's shifted from terror to fear.
Well,
I'm getting better.
Well, the only thing that, I mean, I know Tiara's story, so, and I will let her share her story. But I mean, the thing that you should be afraid of is really yourself, just knowing the story.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of it too.
Right. But, like, you can't blame the universe for that. Like, you should be looking at the soul journey in yourself.
Sure. But that's not stopping the fear.
Have you dissected that yet? I mean, we'll talk about it in her episode, but, like, have you dissected, like, why you're so afraid of these, you know, the universe that's been trying to help you for thousands of years?
Some, not much. I guess I should probably do that before I talk about it in depth.
Yes, I would recommend that, because I do want you to also bring the perspective on, now that we have unraveled more of your story.
Yes, and that's a part of the reason why it's shifted from terror to fear. Because before unraveling all of that, I didn't, you know, I'm just like, well, this shit keeps happening. I'm scared. But now that I know why it's happening, that's when it shifted from terror and dropped down to fear.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to blame anyone, like, you shouldn't be blaming the universe. That's just my opinion.
Well, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying there's fear there. There isn't blame. I'm not directing blame at anyone or anything.
Okay, that's fair. So for our listeners who just listened to that, Tiara is going to explain more in probably the next episode, and we are going to dig in. She's going to tell more about her story, and her story is a doozy.
Yes.
People, like, it is a doozy, and it's going to kind of tie into spiritual warfare and kind of, like, highlight, like, what dark entities can do. And for a person who's actually living the experience, it's a lot of just really interesting and fascinating perspective.
Yes, definitely. It's a very unique story. I'm convinced that there isn't anyone else in the universe that has a story like this. So
we also haven't channeled or asked, so we'll get back to you on that.
Right. I'm convinced of that. So you guys might be getting one of the most unique stories in the universe. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. So that will be next week's episode. And I hope we didn't, I hope I didn't scare you in talking about personal ascension. I will always encourage anyone to take it, but I do also want our listeners and our audience to be informed that it's certainly not love and light. It is dark. Yeah. It is hard. Yeah. It is frustrating. It is confusing, and it's going to question everything that you know. And
absolutely,
my message is that that is normal. And if you're struggling with it, then please reach out to Tiara or I, because we have been in it. We've lived it. We have had our spiritual journeys have been very interesting. And we also have a lot of knowledge, and we are here to help anyone who is struggling. And we know that, you know, we're out there on social media seeing what these people are posting, and we know that there's so much misinformation out there, and it's so frustrating even for us. So we come onto this podcast and we try to like debunk some of that or give our perspectives and just kind of give you a new idea of what this journey really is.
Yes. So I do hope that this was helpful to you guys. We have a lot more in store over these next few episodes. So please continue to tune in, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
Yes. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.